Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply made fresh daily. Made fresh daily. We can all appreciate things that are made fresh daily. We typically think of it when it comes to food. Your favorite restaurant is one that you sit down and you place your order and they go back in the kitchen and start making it right then. And when it comes out to the table, it's hot, it's fresh, it tastes just right. Well, that fresh principle is not just relegated to restaurants. On the contrary, the fresh made daily principle is one that God adheres to even better than anyone else ever could. Remember, the Bible tells us in Psalm 68 and 19, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits." Yes, my friends and neighbors, God specializes in fresh every day. Remember, the Bible says in Matthew that when Jesus told the disciples how to pray, he said, "Give us this day our daily bread." Yes, my friends and neighbors, God has something fresh for us every single day. The FRESH acronym are the five key areas where God's freshness can be seen all the time. I want you to remember these, my friends, because that F reminds us of the faithfulness of God. Yes, my friends, God's faithfulness is fresh every day. See, faithfulness is a Hebrew word that translates to foster and support, as a parent does a child or a nurse does a patient. Yes, the reliability of a parent with a child, my friends and neighbors, you know that's excellent faithfulness. Well, the Bible tells us in 1 Samuel 26 and 23, "The Lord rendered to every man his righteousness and his faithfulness." Then we discover in Psalms 36 and 5, "Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds." And then we discover in Lamentations 3 and 23, "Great is thy faithfulness." Yes, my friends and neighbors, God is faithful. You know, every now and then, if you've ever called a repairman to your home, they may have given you a time window and said they'd be there between the hours of 1 and 4. So you made sure that you were at home at that time and you didn't leave, but then 4:30 came and your repairman still hadn't showed up. Then 5 came and he still hadn't showed. 6 came and he just now rang the doorbell, and you're agitated because he was not faithful. He gave you a time window and he missed it. Well, my friends and neighbors, a beautiful part about God, he never misses it. God is always faithful. Call on him, he'll answer. The Bible tells us and challenges us in Psalms 34 and 8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him." He's faithful, my friends and neighbors. He won't let you down. If you push that button in the hospital, then the nurse comes out and she takes care of you, right? Well, God is more reliable than that button or that nurse. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to embrace the faithfulness of God, because no matter what we've done or where we've come from, the Lord is committed to caring for those who receive him. That R in our FRESH acronym reminds us that this relationship is fresh. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this relationship we have with God is fresh. Remember, the Bible tells us about our relationships in John 1 and 12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." My friends, we are the sons and daughters of the Most High, and we've got a fresh relationship with him. That's why the Bible tells us in Hebrews 4 and 16, we can come boldly before the throne. You see, there are some relationships that seem to endure over time. I was in a mall once, and I saw an elderly couple holding hands. They were holding hands and looking each other in the eyes, and I had to walk up to them and tell them how beautiful they looked. I even asked the question, "How long have they been married?" They responded and said, "We're still on our honeymoon." Well, immediately I thought that that meant that they had only been married for a short amount of time. Maybe they were widows or widowers. And I said, "Oh, great. How long has it been?" And the man says, 64 years. Think of that, my friends and neighbors. That relationship was fresh 64 years. Now, I'll tell you something, that the relationship we have with God God is far fresher than that. Yes, my friends, he even asked us in Isaiah 1 and 18, come now, let us reason together. Though our sins be as scarlet, he'll make them as snow. We've got the God of the universe asking us to reason with him. Imagine that for a moment, my friends and neighbors. That E in our fresh acronym simply reminds us that God's encouragement is fresh. You know, we've all had times when our heads were hung down, when we may have been discouraged or disappointed, sometimes even disillusioned. But didn't it seem like that no matter how low we were, at the right time, a word came to us? It could have been in the form of a scripture that we read out of the Bible. We turned to the exact page that lifted our spirit. It could have been a phone call we received. God is great at sending encouragement our way. I'm telling you, my friends and neighbors, somebody's listening to this podcast right now, and you're thanking God because it's exactly the encouragement that you needed. It's already got you feeling better and focused more and excited to encourage somebody else. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we learn a word in the New Testament that's introduced in the scripture called edify. And edify is simply a term that means build up one another. It's like a construction worker builds a house. It means we start with a foundation of love and we add to that kindness and gentleness and meekness and temperance. Yes, my friends and neighbors, a fruit of the Spirit, when it's displayed, it builds other people up. When was the last time you encouraged somebody? I can challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to say that when you encourage someone, you're simply doing the work of the Lord. He's calling you to help somebody, calling me to encourage somebody. Why? Because his encouragement is fresh every day. That S reminds us, my friends and neighbors, that God also has our spirit revitalized every day. We discover in 2 Corinthians 4:16 that even though the outward man perishes, the inward man is renewed day by day. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're not defined by the outside, not at all. No matter how nice our clothes, no matter how pretty our jewelry, no matter how wonderfully we wear our hair, those that have it, we're defined in Christ by the inside. And every single day, our inward man is renewed. I had asked myself a question, why does our inward man need to be renewed every day? Because every day there's a new challenge. Every day there's a new opportunity. Every day there's a new person to talk to. Every day there's someone that needs to be healed and delivered. That's why the Bible tells us in Isaiah 40 and 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Are you waiting, my friends and neighbors? That's why we discover in Psalms 51 and 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Are you excited about the renewing of the right spirit on the inside of you? My friends and neighbors, God is providing us with things that are fresh made every day. I wish we had time to complete this segment, but that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.